I love Sleep Number. I love my Sleep Number bed. I love my Comfort Fit pillow. I just love Sleep Number. I mean, if you have a New Year's resolution, if it's to lose weight or exercise more or stress less, all that starts with getting good sleep. Most Americans don't get the right amount of sleep, or if they're in the bed long enough, they don't sleep right because their bed's not right. Listen, you get good sleep, you're just more productive. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, your comfort, your support. It's the perfect bed for couples, too. You each can have your own number. My Sleep Number setting is 30. You know, if it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the low 90s. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at just $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Be sure to tell them that Bobby Bones told you all about them.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, welcome to Wednesday's show. I feel like I have about 80% of my voice back, which is good. It may fade throughout the morning, which is normally the case, but I'm good. It's not freezing where we are today. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Tried to go to bed early last night. Oh, I did, actually. I went to bed about 9:15. Woke up about 11.
Oh. Okay.
And then it was just 30 minutes at a time. Oh, the whole time. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think a little bit of being ill, but I also think there's something deeply internal in my mind.
I'm thinking so, too.
Get that checked out.
Because sometimes when people are ill, their body wants to rest and sleep.
Mine fights it.
To heal.
It's like a little monster
Pierce
in there
is like,
fighting
no.
its way. Do not heal yourself.
Keep working harder.
You know, we had this million-dollar show two nights ago, and man, did that end up being a story in the country music community.
It was awesome.
Yeah, right? And, you know, a big part of it was Garth Brooks coming out at the end and generously donating $2 million to St. Jude.
Crazy.
And there were clips of it all over the internet of us singing, and here's Garth coming out and starting Friends in Low Places with the Raging Idiots band, and I'm singing along, we're all playing.
And I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this class.
And you can see it on our website, bobbybones.com. And it's fun to watch. And we were talking about it, and Eddie said that some of his junior's teachers came out.
Yes, both of the boys' kindergarten teacher and another teacher of one of junior's teachers came out, and like they watched our show.
Did you get them tickets, or did they just buy tickets?
Well,
what?
They mentioned that they wanted to come, and they were like, "Where do I get tickets, or whatever?" And I told them how to get it, but then I surprised them. I told my wife when she dropped off the kids, tell them they're all hooked up and they're good to go.
How'd you get tickets to that?
Well, I asked some people there at the Ryman, and they hooked it up. Because these are my kids' teachers. They're like heroes to me.
Yeah,
you know?
They were like relatives that couldn't get in.
I know. But these are the people that spend 8 hours a day with my children.
Granted,
they're special
they're
to me.
Relatives of people for like 20, 30 years that couldn't get in.
I would rather have them than like an uncle, though, for real.
But we're talking about your uncle. Like Lunchbox needed 5 tickets. How many did you get?
I got 2.
Of the 5?
2 of the 5.
You needed 5?
Yeah.
Teachers?
I think he's trying to sell them.
Yeah. Because
no,
why would you need
because,
five?
Listen, my wife is trying to make friends, and we got 2 new neighbors, so she was trying to, I don't even know if they know what the show is, but she was going to invite them to the concert.
Okay, well, Eddie
trying to make
Trump's
friends.
That, right?
I did meet Ted Danson, which I mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Cheers, Becker.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Ted, mind if I get a pic? He's like, no, not at all. And then I walked out on stage, like, everybody, Ted Danson! And have come out and wave, and the year before with Mr. Belding.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So who's
so
the next
bizarre.
Year?
Next just year, I'm probably thinking someone like Harry from Judge Night Court. Yeah.
Harry, yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever watched
yes.
Night Court. And maybe we'll settle on Bull. So there's that. And what else happened? I feel like I have a bunch to talk about. Yesterday was such a blur because I went home and just crashed out for most of the day. But you good?
Yeah. Doing good. Luckily, I started to think like, because I was sick and then Morgan was sick and then you got sick. And I was like, is it going to come circle back around? Because I didn't have the same exact sickness as you.
Usually it doesn't, though, because according to my doctor, your insides get strongy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how he talks to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your insides get strongy.
Bobby,
and then you
get strongy.
Yeah, you do good. Yeah.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Catherine O'Brien wanted to give back to the hospital that saved her husband Sean's life. She donated a kidney. Now, Sean was treated at NHS Hospital for cancer last year. Survived. To show her gratitude to the hospital, she is donating a kidney to a complete stranger at the same exact hospital.
Wow.
Ooh. Right? That's amazing. Catherine, you're saving a life. I see you. We see you. Nice. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, near the University of Alabama. There was a hostage situation at a credit union. The suspect is in custody. Luckily, no one was injured. In other news, Dylan Roof was sentenced to death for the Charleston, South Carolina church shooting. And finally, there's been a recall. The Holiday Edition Twinkies, if you still have those, take them back for a full refund. They have salmonella.
What'd you do yesterday?
I was with my husband all day. We ran all the errands. I hit up Target, Dick's Sporting Goods. Do you ever go there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I never knew they had so many amazing
things. They have everything.
Things.
No, yeah. You walk into
Dick's. They have everything.
It's like, holy. They have-
I know. I could have spent there. I could have been there forever, but we were running around town like all day, and then we worked out together, ate healthy, and then he brought home ice cream.
No, canceled it all out.
I know. Oh, I hate when that happens, but of course, you know, I just tried to eat a little bit. What about you?
You said tried to eat a little bit. I didn't hear ate a little bit.
I tried to eat a little bit.
But
and then maybe
you?
I ate a little bit more.
There we go.
Because it was so good. What about you?
I rested. You know, I finished the show yesterday, yeah. And as the show was kind of going away, my voice was just fading fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I've still got a little bit of this illness. But rested. I watched some of The Office with Lindsay on Netflix. We're trying to watch all of it. And I've seen every episode. But she was gone, and she was packing and moving for most of the day yesterday. And we hired the same moving company. And so I didn't know they knew who she was. And apparently a couple of them had been to our show the night before.
Oh.
Apparently Eddie got them tickets.
No.
I didn't. So they bought tickets and they came out to the show and they were moving Lindsay. And they were like, hey, so do we take these this stuff up to the hill? And she was like, what? You know, up to the hill where we just moved Bobby. And she was like, huh? He's like, aren't you moving up on top of the hill? And she's like, no.
Okay.
I'm going to my...
like, so she is moving, but she's
not moving in with me.
Right.
She is currently staying at my house for a few days as she transitions because someone else is renting her place.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, no, they were like, top of the hill? She's like, no hill.
That's so weird.
Go, no. Yeah, a little bit, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They just assumed. And she's very friendly.
Yeah.
So she's super approachable, but she sat and then she unpacked a lot yesterday and... I think she's probably unpacking stuff right now, this early in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. She's going to bring me some medicine, though, because she was already up, Z-Pack style. Get going, get this. I'm punching myself in the chest.
Did you forget it or something?
No, I wasn't going to take it.
Oh.
That's like to run it raw. You know
and
what I mean?
So now you're like, okay, fine, I'll take it.
Lunchbox, you did anything cool yesterday?
No, nothing cool, really. I mean,
I thought you were going to do stuff now.
Well, yesterday was a Tuesday. I mean, there's nothing to do.
There's always every day.
I mean,
every day's a grind.
Listen, I was worn out from the $1 million show. I need to recoup.
What did you do during the $1 million show?
I jammed out.
Oh.
I was tired.
So you napped for how long, would you say?
Yesterday,
yeah.
It was a good 2.5 hours, two and a half. Let's the mailman came and I was still asleep. That's a good nap.
Oh, wow.
You slept yesterday about as much as I slept last night for sleep. Yeah. We do wife confessions on Monday. Today, we're going to switch it up and do parent confessions. It'll be a little later on.
Okay.
But just by request from the listeners, I don't know where this is going to go. But parent confessions, if there's something you'd like to confess, that, oh, I probably did this wrong for my kid, bye. We're going to do that later. Ed, if you can think of one, think of one.
Yeah, I already got one.
This is a
wow.
Safe place.
God, he didn't even know we were going to do this bit. He's like, I got 11, one. I mean, I got one. They're doing a Moana sing-along version in theaters on January 27th. Did you ever see Moana?
I didn't, but my kids did, and they loved it.
Would you take them to a sing-along?
Yes, 100%.
Would that be... Why? Because they make them tired?
No, because they really love their soundtracks. For some reason, these days, when they watch movies, they buy the soundtracks and they love it. So a sing-along is like right up their alley. Yes, I'm taking them.
We used to go to Alamo Draft House and do sing-alongs early on.
Yep.
They still do them. Then I got a little too old for them. But they'd do like 90s night. We'd all go and sing like
awesome.
Backstreet Boys. And Now we can do that with Florida Georgia Line's new single.
Really?
They have the Backstreet Boys in their song.
That's true.
If any country listener ever gets mad that I play Backstreet Boys, it'd be like, a Florida Georgia Line.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
You get no more country. Well, yeah, you do. But still, still. But yeah, their new song has the Backstreet Boys on it. Their single. How about that?
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got a little Wednesday good news for you. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
So there's a little girl. She was born with birthmarks like all over her face, a little self-conscious about them. Well, her mom went out and found these dolls that are specifically made to look exactly however you want them to look. So her mom created her a doll that looked just like her and had all
awesome.
The same birthmarks. So then her daughter, who's only 6 years old, finally didn't feel so alone and felt like, oh, well, this doll's just like me. I'm awesome.
That's cool. All right, I'm going to give you one. A South Carolina waitress receives a $300 tip because someone stole her laptop. She's in nursing school. So the person's like, whoop, $300, help you get a laptop. They don't know who the person is.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, someone has helped out. Lunchbox.
4 years ago, this lady, Diane, was watching an episode of Castle. It's a TV show, and it's one she loved. And the actor said, look at all those people. They had dreams, but their time ran out. So don't let that happen to you. And he was pointing at a corpse. She weighed 380 pounds at that time.
Whoa.
No, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
She weighed 380 pounds at the time. She was like, that guy's right. She got off the couch. She's down to 155 pounds.
Wow. That word corpse, though, is so hardcore.
I know, but she was a medical examiner, you know, his TV, inspired by Castle. She lost a lot of weight. Congrats to her.
That's a good story. Just that word corpse is like, whoa.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. All right. Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So did you see who won the week with ratings on TV?
The entire week?
Yeah.
Had to be a network show. It always is a network show.
No, it's always the NFL.
Yeah, it's on the network.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking show. Okay. Yeah, the wild card game, the Lions and the Seahawks pulled in 26.9 million viewers, and then the Golden Globes came in after that with 20
that
million.
That was the biggest of the wild card games?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised that the Green Bay Giants game wasn't bigger. Okay, well, there you go.
Hey, you learn something new
the
every day.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, Lions and Seahawks. There you go. Shania Twain is getting her own exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. It's going to open June 26th, and it's going to stay open or up for almost a full year.
Wow.
So plenty of time to go see that. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Get your bones on this. It's a Bobby Bones Show.
Whatever. I didn't know the mics were up. You know what? I'm human. I burp too.
How long have you been doing this?
A long time, but here's what happens.
Wow.
What people don't understand is, like, I am shoving water and food in my mouth during the 3 minutes we have to take a break, and before we go on the air every time, not to be gross, it's like, burp, all right, here we go, because I'm just chugging water. Hey, by the way, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Excused.
But as I say, chug-a-lug.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Make you want to holler.
All right. Lunchbox. Bonehead is me for burping on the air. Pardon moi. But
chug-a-lug.
All right, over to you with the Bonehead.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Virginia. Sean works in an auto repair shop, and he has a buddy. He said, hey, man, if you'll steal me a few tools, I'll pay you for them. So Sean steals the tools from the shop, calls his buddy. He's like, hey, man, I stole the tools, got them in my truck. Just come by and pay me. Only problem is he called his boss and told him he stole the tools.
That's probably not the way to do it. Like, I've heard of good thieving, but that's not it.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Had he been drinking? Because had he been...
Chug-a-lug.
It does not say that.
All right. Imagine you're working 911 and your own daughter calls.
What?
Yeah, here's the call. A dispatcher answers a 911 call from her own daughter because her house is on fire.
911, what's your emergency?
Mommy.
What?
It's Cassidy. The house is on fire.
Your house is on fire? Cassidy?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on? Tell me what's happening.
The back porch, I don't know.
Okay, like is your father awake?
Yes, they're over by the fire hose.
Okay, hold on.
Now, 911 operators are trained to be calm all the time, but I bet you when it's your kid, it takes an extra level of discipline and training to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
And even then, she turned into mom a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But how also odd that she got her mom of all the dispatchers answering the phone. Yeah, because again, immediately she's like, mom, mom, mom.
911, what's your emergency?
Mommy, what? It's Cassie, the house is on fire.
Crazy, right? When you lit your house on fire, did you call 911?
Yes, we had to call 911. The fire department came. And I didn't light it on fire. I had friends.
Yeah, somebody threw a cigarette or something.
Yes, I had bad friends over.
But did you call 911?
Yes.
And they said?
Well, I said the roof is on fire. The house is on fire.
The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the boo, 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 boo burn.
And then it
burn.
Was,
boo, 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 burn.
It was written up in the paper that I was in the attic playing with matches and I set my house on fire.
Then that's what happened. You know what? If it's out there, it's
but
true.
I preferred that.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
How many Americans versus Canadians can you name? You ready?
Sure.
I'll give you the person. Tell me American or Canadian. And yeah. I think they get harder. And some of these, I was like, what? Ready?
Yeah.
All right, easy. Rachel McAdams. Ooh, one of our favorite actresses.
American.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Rachel McAdams is Canadian.
I thought that was a trick question.
I know. How about this? Her co-star, Ryan Gosling.
Canadian.
That is correct. He was such a weak cornerback. And remember the Titans. Like, let's not forget he was a weak ball player, all right? You know, he's all hot shot now. Sandra Bullock. Hoo-hoo.
American.
Correct. John Travolta.
American.
Keanu Reeves.
Canadian.
Correct. Nice. Johnny Depp.
Neither.
Neither. Mars.
American.
Yeah, that's correct. Ryan Reynolds.
Canadian.
Yeah, you're pretty good at this. Pamela Anderson.
Canadian.
Correct, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. You smelled all those out.
Lindsay L. Canadian.
She has a green card.
Oh, so what does the green card make you exactly?
Oh, green. She did. I do have a cough, and I will say that she did bring me some tea, and she brought me some medicine, and she brought me some... What's the stuff you put in your drink to make you drunk?
Crystal Light?
Vodka, yeah.
No, she didn't.
No, she brought me the stuff that builds your immune system.
Oh, vitamin C.
Theraflu.
No, emergency.
Emergency, that's what it is.
That Theraflu stuff makes you nauseous, man. Like, woo.
Bobby Tummy can't take it.
Bobby Tummy can't take it. Let's play underrated first, okay? Around the room, give me things that are underrated in life. Jennifer in Lexington, South Carolina, underrated.
Yes, single moms are underrated because we are the mother and the father. I'm a single mom, and I cannot tell you how hard it is to be a mom and a dad to my two children.
Listen, I don't underrate you. I had a single mom, raised me and my sister. So shout out to you, my friend Jennifer, and I empathize and I support and I love it. And from my heart, you are not underrated.
Thank you.
Hey, how about those kids? You love them or what?
Yes, sir. Love them with all my heart.
All right. Hey, tell them we say hello and South Carolina shout out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go over to Christian in D.C. Hey, Christian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Thanks for calling. Underrated.
Underrated. Justin Moore.
Justin Moore, the country artist.
Yes.
Justin Moore, my friend.
He won New Artist of the Year a few years back.
He did.
Ever since then, he doesn't get enough love. I really like him, and he has some really good songs, and does some good causes with the military, and I think he's underrated.
I like the guy a lot. I will say he's had some number one since. So, he's gotten the respect, but I can understand where people are like, hey, why don't you put him in the list of the big acts? But Justin's a good dude. Partially selfishly, because... I'll call and be like, dude, I got 11 people. Can I get some of your Razorback season tickets? And they'll be like, yep. But I have a personal relationship with Justin, so I got to be honest. Very underrated as a friend, too. How about that?
Hey.
Underrated Jordan in St. Louis.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Wonderful, my friend. What's going on?
Well, I got, at the home, I got a clapper, and I think that is way underrated.
You still are using the clap on?
Oh, man, it is great. You can walk in the door, and your lights are on as soon as you want them to be on. I got one on my coffee maker, that I can clap from bed and turn my coffee pot on.
Talking about? All right. Here you.
Got enough love in the 90s. No, it's just a great machine.
That's cool.
So right now, if we just like clap, the clappers go off all everywhere.
You know, speaking of underrated, Nintendo One, slap bracelets. I mean, let's just roll back. Hey, Jordan, thank you for the call, but appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
All right. All
caller
your calls.
ID.
Underrated. Amy, go.
Crying.
What?
I feel like crying's underrated. No? Some people don't want to. Listen, no, especially for men. Y'all need to cry more. I don't think people appreciate tears as much as they should and what it can do for you to just release everything.
You know, can I ask this of you?
Sure.
Less of it here.
Okay.
That's all. Sometimes. You know when it mostly happens? Not here on the air.
No.
In my office.
Yeah.
Amy and I would go, and she'd be like,
but that's
and we start talking. I'm like, hey, what's on your mind? And it takes a little bit to get through the Chewbacca stuff, and then we
go. Yeah, you're not appreciating it.
I do. I appreciate it. I appreciate that you don't do it in the room.
Okay.
You're a very emotional person a few days a month.
Yeah, and I feel like it's underrated.
Oh, boy. Lunchbox.
Underrated. Breakfast cereal. As an adult, you don't eat it as much. You think, oh, eggs, you got to be an adult. But when you pour that milk over the cereal, it is so good and so simple. Doesn't get enough love as an adult.
Man, milk just doesn't. As I get older, milk doesn't do me good.
Mm-mm. But breakfast cereal does. Mm.
What do you eat, though?
Crackling oat bran, raisin bran.
No, okay. Like this kids. Makes sense, Papaw. Yeah. Okay.
It's like,
I thought you were going to be like Fruit Loops.
No, you didn't. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, okay. It's a, now you're
talking.
Speaking my language.
See? Golden Grahams.
Do you have a whole cupboard full of cereals?
You just go one a week and get a different brand every week.
Yeah. Man, cereals are good. I just can't drink milk. And then Amy and my girlfriend are like, drink almond milk. Or here's some milk squeezed out of a rock I found outside. I'm like, what is happening?
It's good.
Eddie, underrated.
Yeah, underrated. My car, the Red Rocket. It's a 2003 Ford Focus. Yes, it looks like crap, and it's a piece. But it gets me from point A to B safely. It's a monster in the snow, and it hasn't really broken down on me yet.
Ooh. So, knock on.
Oh gosh, the way home.
Knock on what your car's made of, wood. underrated. A good pillow. You don't even know until you got one. And then you're like,
now you know.
How did I ever fall asleep?
It's true.
We'll do overrated in a second, okay? Mr. Bobby Bones. We did a list of underrated things, and now a few overrated things. Melissa in Nashville, overrated.
I would say prom.
I think we all agree, right?
No, maybe not.
Okay, never mind. Lunchbox doesn't. Go ahead.
Prom King.
You spend all that money on, like, especially for girls. And I guess for guys, they're having to buy the tickets and the dinner. And
listen, it ain't nothing for the guys. Don't even let us feel, don't feel bad for us because we got it easy. You guys have it tough.
Right, yeah. And you got to get, you know, your nails done, your hair done. You got to get shoes. You got to get the dress. And honestly, it's the parents who are paying for all this. So.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Someone's in the car with you.
Commentary.
My husband.
Let me speak to him, please.
Help.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
And what's your name?
Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, are you in Nashville?
I am.
I would hope. Same car, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so you think prom was awesome?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, but your parents didn't pay for the stuff.
Well, I helped, but it just, like, I don't know. It's, you know, like, everybody's just dancing and just really awkward. The best part was our prom had egg rolls.
That's funny that that's what you remember.
Like, and they were on point.
Yeah. That's hilarious that that's rolls. What you remember, the egg rolls from prom. Hey, thank you guys for calling. Love it when you guys. Hey, do you guys both enjoy the show or does she make you listen?
Oh, dude, I love the show.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Well, thank both of you guys for calling.
Hey, you the man.
Have a great day. Nah, you are. Stop that. Kathy in Oklahoma City.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. What's going on? Overrated, you're up.
Oh, man, turning 21.
Let's go across the room. Do we agree?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay.
Not a chance.
Kathy, let me go to you. Why is that overrated?
Please. Why celebrate by going? I mean, it's the only birthday you celebrate by going out and getting totally blottoed, and then you wake up with a hangover the next day. I don't see anything great about that. And believe me, I did it.
Gotta say, I've never heard the word blottoed before. First of all, I like it, though. For me, it was overrated because I don't drink, so I didn't experience that. And I was like, 21, whatever, gotta go to work. But for the guys here, you guys loved it.
It is amazing. It is the first time you can legally go in and purchase alcohol or go to a bar without a fake ID and not have to stress out about it.
Pretty cool.
Kathy, thank you.
But you turn 18 and you can vote, and 21 you can drink. That's messed up.
But they love drinking.
What's more important?
Hey, Kathy, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Oklahoma City, shout out.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Overrated for me, Cronuts.
Oh,
and everybody goes on and on.
What?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I love donuts. I love Croatia. So
it's from croissant.
Oh, well, whatever. So they're both good. Cram them together, they're still good. But everybody acts like they're the greatest living thing to put in your body.
Yeah. Smack. I got to stay far, far away.
So the Croatian donuts aren't a thing?
No.
I missed that one. Amy?
Let's see. I have a few things, but I'm going to go with college.
What?
For some people, I would definitely agree.
Listen, because I used to think it was such a big deal, and everybody, you should just go to college if you can. You have to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I just really don't think that I don't think it's necessary.
I don't either. And full disclosure, I have 2 degrees.
Yeah, I have a degree.
I was the first one to get a high school diploma and a college education in my family.
And I think that's fantastic.
And so do I, because it's very important to me.
Yes.
But I don't need it to do what I do.
I just am saying it's not for everybody.
Some jobs you need it. It's not for everybody.
Right.
You're correct.
So you're saying not even going to college, not college degree overrated, but going and maybe getting the experience?
I'm just saying having that mindset that it's necessary for every single person. Like, you've got to go to college. I just don't think that that's the case.
College is a great option. You learn who you are. A lot of times you learn what you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, college is fantastic. It just costs too much money. Frankly, it's just too much money.
You gotta figure that out.
You can go to high school for free all your life, and then college, all of a sudden, you got to pay out the butt. That really doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Lunchbox, you're up. Overrated.
Being backstage at a concert.
Could not agree with you more.
Yes. Everybody bugs you that they want you to take them backstage, and you go back there, and you can't hear anything because the speakers are facing outwards. It's not that much fun.
And there's nobody back there because the artists are back on a bus or somewhere else, and there's just a bunch of boxes you're going to trip over. Overrated, Eddie.
Overrated, Alexa. Amazon Echo.
You're crazy.
I knew I was going to use it then.
Well, she doesn't even listen to me, really. And sometimes she didn't even turn on when I asked her.
Her name's Alexa. You have to say Alexa.
No, stop saying that because you're making people go off.
Sorry.
Right. And I say that and she ignores me.
You have to be like, hold your, do your voice, your nasally one.
Alexa.
Yeah, that's you. I love mine. Weather, news, mm-hmm. I can order stuff online.
Dang.
Music. I'm like, hey, play John Mayer iHeart channel. And she does. It's great.
Well, maybe I just need to learn how to treat her.
Yeah, you just got to talk
like,
to her.
Listen, lady, it's like any woman. You've got to treat her delicately.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll try it when I get home.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Sure.
Yeah. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so let's try this. I won't say who it is. We're going to play Love It or Shove It. I'll play a song. Won't tell you who the artist is. You tell me if you love it or if you want to shove it.
Got it.
Two options. I'll let the listeners decide, okay? Won't say the artist. It's called Worth the Wait. Love It or Shove It.
New music. You keep saying that you ain't. So I keep hanging on. It's the same sad situation. I've been here and you've been gone. You keep sending hope, just like candy to a baby. And I keep falling further in, cause I keep hoping maybe it'll.
myself way past an inch of tape. Guess that's what you do when you believe. You hang on tight to something.
Love it or shove it. That's called Worth the Wait.
It'll be worth the wait. I keep telling myself, yeah.
We'll come back, get your calls after this.
Bobby Bones
Show.
Experts say people can live until what age?
Can live.
Yeah, can live.
Man, I thought someone just turned 117 the other day or something.
You know, people get that old and I'm like, are they lying?
Yeah, I know.
Because some of the baseball players that come over from Cuba, they mess with their, or even the Dominican, they'll mess with
their stats.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, 22-year-old, and he's like 50, and you're like, wait, something ain't right with that.
Okay, so just because I saw that in the news, I don't know it's true, so I'm going to go with what I feel is true, 104.
115 years old. That's the maximum age humans will reach because our organs are hardwired to expire around that age. And it's from one of my favorite magazines, Nature Magazine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. A lot of people are calling in a segment that we call, what do we call it again?
Love it, or dump it.
No, no.
Shove it.
Love it or dump it.
Shove it.
Love it or shove it.
Okay.
We played this song, Worth the Wait.
It will be worth the wait.
Hillary in Southwest Georgia, how are you? Welcome to Love It or Shove It.
Good morning.
Oh, let me play this. Hold on. Check this out.
Love it or shove it.
There we go.
Wait, Ray, you added
a punch at the end of that?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a kick or a punch?
It's just like a forceful thing. A sound.
Okay, let's do it again.
Love it or shove it.
Wow. Okay.
I love it.
All right, you're on the air. What do you think, Hillary? Love it or shove it?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. The opening chords on the guitar are just beautiful, and it just gets better from there.
Man. All right. Thank you very much for your call. I like this segment, mm-hmm. but the problem is when songs get shoved, not my fault.
Yeah.
Can I shove songs?
Sure.
Well, no, then that would be your fault.
But sometimes I do it anyway.
Yeah.
Love it or shove it. That's the name of the game. Let's go over to Jennifer, and Jennifer's in Boston. Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Love it or shove it. It's called Worth the Wait.
Love it, love it, love it. I love everything about it.
Dang, like what?
Her voice is so easy to listen to, and it tells a great story, and I love hearing the song.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Love it or shove
it.
Take some more calls in a second. Who does more of the grocery shopping, dads or moms?
Okay.
Go.
A mom's.
By how much, though, do you think?
Well, I would say oftentimes maybe the mom has to send the dad, but she probably has to go back because he got it wrong.
Dang.
Oh.
Shout out.
Going to detail there, huh?
I don't know. I just feel like in general, women do more of the grocery shopping.
Let's go over to the dad in the room, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. The dads do more.
Really?
The dads make more trips to the grocery store while the mom probably makes one a month or one big one.
One real one?
Yeah.
Yes, lunchbox.
It seems like the mom would, because most moms stay home and lounge by the pool with the kids, and so they have time to go to the grocery store while dad's at work.
Well, that is not what I was implying.
I would disagree with the first half of that.
Yeah, me too.
Moms, but dads are very much closing the gap.
Okay.
Men are doing 45% of it now, which is almost
Whoa.
Half.
That's what I'm talking about, guys.
Which is crazy. And that's from one of my favorite magazines, Money Magazine.
Mm.
Hey, tax deadline 3 months away. This year, it's Tuesday, April 18th. The usual April 15th falls on a Saturday, and it's the abolition of slavery, the anniversary of that, so there's also a federal holiday, so you have a couple extra days. From one of my favorite publications, the Philadelphia Sunday Sun newspaper.
You're always reading that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all I do is wake up and read Nature Magazine and the
Money,
Sun
Money
and
Times.
All that stuff. Hey, if you're on the phone right now, I do want to talk to you guys, especially we're playing, what's it called?
Love it or shove it.
There you go. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones if you want to follow me over there.
Bones.
All right, playing Love It or Shove It. Played the song Worth the Wait. Did not tell you the artist.
It will be worth the wait. Worth the wait. To push this heart beyond itself.
You are on the air, Emily in Nashville, Georgia.
Hey,
how are you?
I,
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Love it or shove it?
Love it. Love it.
Do you know who sings it?
I don't. It sounds like Taylor Swift, but it doesn't really sound like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you think it could be a Taylor song?
It sounds like she wrote it.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But you go love.
Yes. All right. Absolutely. 100%.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, I have not put any of these calls on. These are all legitimate calls. Let's go to Bobby in Nashville. Hey, I just want to say, no, that's in Nashville. Donna in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know for sure who sings the song?
I think it's Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan? L. Oh, Lindsay L.
Which, I think she's singing about you.
Which is why I did not say who it was, because I didn't want to jade anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Lindsay L. Do you like the song? You can say no.
I love it. I love the song.
Yeah. I don't know if it's about me or not. I just think it's a song.
As soon as I heard it, I thought it was about you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This hard.
Yeah, it's about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't want to make people know, because this early, maybe no one's heard it before.
Right.
But thank you very much for the call, Donna.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right. So as we play the game called
Love It or Shove It.
Now I'm going to call it like punch, punch so it. Weird. Love it or punch it.
It's like love it or punch in the face.
Yeah.
Love it or shove it.
Here we do have one shove it, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Here's Laurie in New Hampshire. Laurie, shove it, right?
I did say shove it, and I loved your voice, but I didn't like the guitar.
Fair enough.
Now I feel awful because everybody loves it.
No. This show is about all different opinions. Do not feel awful. And music is so subjective. Who cares? Love what you love.
Yeah.
So you got my support, 100%. No. You love the voice, just not the guitar.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye. See, I'm taking it. Hey, Mike, did I screen any of those calls at all? Like, did I put any of those on? It's all legit. Yes or no?
It's all legit.
All legit. Thank you very much.
Bones.
All right, skinny time.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Well, we got how many people watched the season premiere of Nashville on CMT? And
1 billion.
So close.
No.
More like 2 to 3 million.
That's good for CMT.
Yeah, and that's not counting in the Hulu. I mean, they can't monitor that, but now it's on Hulu, so people can watch it there if you haven't caught up.
Congratulations. Amy does the post show. She's a Nashy.
Yes. So check out the post show on CMT's Facebook page. And if you're wondering what the number one country dance song is,
I was. Is it Calvin Harris featuring Luke Bryan?
No.
Oh, well, then
no,
I don't know.
But it is a song we all love, and it's by John Party.
Oh, Head Over Boots.
Head Over Boots.
The Jam.
Yeah.
Future number one.
For so sure. Good.
You're the one I want. You're the one I need, baby, if I was a kid.
Yeah, it's the Jam. And it's the other one, Dirt on My Boots, and they're all Jam. John Party, that record is good, man.
Yeah, Dirt on My Boots, so good.
That's Head Over Boots that Ray put up. Which one did you tell him to put up?
It is Head Over Boots.
Okay, both are good. The boots. All the boots. Boots, boots, boots.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
Did anyone watch This Is Us last night?
No.
No.
Because it was on last night, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I follow Toby. That's not his real name, but he's on the show, and I didn't watch it either. But he spoils everything.
No.
And I follow him because he follows me, and I was like, yeah, I'll follow him back. That'd be cool. And he wrote what happened in a picture, and I was like, come on, dude. You're an actor, too. Like, you're running.
No. You might have to unfollow.
I'm going to. Mm-hmm. Peace out, Toby. Hey, Toby, love it or shove it on your Twitter?
Love it or shove it.
Shove. Gotta unfollow. Morgan would also like to diagnose me with something. I've been diagnosed with everything recently with all these diseases. Yes, Morgan, go ahead.
Okay, so I was reading this article about this thing called imposter syndrome, and it really reminded me of you.
Oh, boy.
It's,
Wait, this doesn't sound good.
Imposter syndrome.
I was reading this article about,
Well, listen. It's defined by
kleptomaniac syndrome. Go ahead.
It's defined by high-achieving individuals who are marked by an inability to internalize their own accomplishments and persistent fear of being exposed as not good enough.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd agree. Okay. Yeah, we're good. All right.
Yep.
All right, nailed it.
All good. Thanks, thanks for diagnosing, doctor.
Yep, IS.
Nothing to say. No argument there. Also, the flu. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Bones.
When it's cold, I go start my car, and then I go back in the house. I go start my car half an hour early. If it's icy, I start it an hour early and just hit defrost and just let it roll.
Wow.
And so now they're giving people tickets for leaving their cars unattended. A motorist gets a $128 ticket for leaving his car running. This guy named Taylor left his car running just because he wanted to warm up in his driveway. He left it for 7 to 8 minutes, returned to find a $128 ticket on it. The ticket says it was for leaving his keys in the car with the ignition unattended. I almost feel like that's the risk you take. Like, yeah. Is it worth the risk? And if so, then you go ahead and start your car. With me, I don't have a keyless wireless ignition where I can go run from my bed. And I'm not going to buy that because you know what? Sometimes I'm just born to be wild.
Yeah, I really honestly didn't know you could get ticketed for that.
Well, I saw that the cops were saying the other day, too, don't do it because people are stealing cars.
Mm-hmm.
Risk I'm willing to take. Because I can't get in a... Here's the thing, too. If I'm going to go warm up my car and just sit in it, I'm just going to get in it and drive. Mm-hmm. Why sit in a cold car and let it warm up? You can just drive away when in the cold car. So anyway, unfair. Mm-hmm. Thinking about starting a U.S. What do they call those petitions? What's the website you're petitions
Change.
On?
Oh.
Change.org.
Change.org.
Nice. Yes. Thank you. How about that one? Raising a child is as expensive as a Ferrari.
Believe it.
I'm going to tell you why in a second and break it down per year. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute. Oh, also, I had to change, because I used to call listeners of the show the boners,
mm-hmm.
and corporate said I can't do that anymore. For whatever reason, I can't call them the boners anymore.
That's weird.
Because like, I used to watch, I used to watch the Alan Thicke show.
Yeah, Family Ties.
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
And the guy's name was Boner on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was like, the boners. They say you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So there's a new name. I'll tell you what the new name is because we can't use my favorite name. We'll do that in a second. The Bobby Boner
Show. Let's go.
Speaking of one of those change.gov petitions,
mm-hmm.
I think a good one would be to where no one cheers until the national anthem is over.
Mm.
Like, don't cheer until the last note is sung. People always talk about, hey, don't do this during the anthem, don't do that. Why don't we just all be quiet and respect it until it all the way finishes and then go bonkers? Like, do we have to yell as it's finishing?
Yeah.
And people may disagree with me, but I always feel like, you know, that's our song. We respect it 8/10 of the way, then all of a sudden we're like, woo!
It's when they get to that brave.
And the home, kind of.
Home?
Yeah,
home.
But you know what? I like to hear home of the brave. Home.
Got it.
Nada, can you put one of those up on change.gov?
.org.
You're talking to me like you're condescending right now.
A little bit.
Not at all.
Like I would like.
Support your.
I would like to say I would not like people to. I think we owe it to Americans and people who serve and fight for that song that we shouldn't cheer until it's all the way over. And we'll see if anybody signs it, and we'll put it up on the website.
I agree.
Can you do that? Do you have a login over there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We've done a few of those.
Yeah. Once we try to change a Luke Bryan song title. That one didn't work. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I was reading the article. It was a very nice article by the Tennessean on the front page. I was on it. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And the headline was Music's Big Heart. And it had a picture of me. And I don't have a bigger heart than anybody else. I just have a platform and a ton of listeners that are amazing. And so the first paragraph is like, hey, the listeners of the show raised a bunch of money. Bobby Bones, even though he had the flu, got up and played. It was great. And I thought the article was far kinder than it should have been. But I did pray to Jesus before the show that I was going to be able to get through it.
And you got through it.
And let me tell you what I did. And I told you this, right?
You did tell me, and I was very proud of you.
This is what I said. I always feel guilty praying for things.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel guilty here.
Because it wasn't about you.
That's why I said, Jesus. I talk to him like I talk to my friends and my dog. I talk to everybody the same. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm not having a human conversation.
Kids, too.
Kids, my dog, mm-hmm. Eddie, Jesus, everyone. I talk to him in the same exact tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Jesus, I'm asking for me. It's important to me because it's fun. And Garth's going to come out and all my friends are going to play. But this is not about me. I have to be there because this is for St. Jude. And if you'll please give me the strength to get through this. I'm not making any promises, but it would just be nice of you. Because anytime I make promises, I don't have follow through. Like, I know my limitations. And you know what? I got up there and I played, and I didn't vomit until it was over.
Mm.
So, just let me say, shout out Jesus.
There you go.
Because I think he held my hand, got me through it. I tell you that before, after the show.
Before.
Did I?
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
And then that just kind of gave us all ease to just do the show, too.
I don't pray to Jesus that often because I feel guilty asking for stuff. I'm my boss. I don't go to my boss a lot and be like, hey, can I have this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Jesus.
But that's what he's there for.
Yeah. not Jesus is not there to give me stuff.
Yeah, well, you just share with him the desires of your heart.
And my desire was to pull the show off for it to be a success.
Exactly.
But I do want to give Jesus a shout out on national radio because
he needs it.
Shout out. Yeah.
But I did that, and straight up, it happened, it worked. And now that's known as the flu show. Just like Michael Jordan had the flu game.
What?
He played the flu.
Wow.
Now people are calling it the Ryman flu show.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
But it ain't me. It's Jesus and the listeners.
That's cool.
Shout out. Thank you. Mr. Bobby Bones. You know, be creeped out a little bit? Yeah, it's just more, I guess, too, of a the more you know, because apparently people are stealing IDs by looking at people's selfies and zooming in on their fingerprints.
Wow.
I mean, this stuff is getting crazy with how smart people are and how they're using it in bad ways. The story is how your selfies are allowing crooks to steal your ID. They zoom in on fingers. HD lenses mean thieves can replicate your fingerprints. Tell me that's not crazy. Again, I dare you. Tell me that's not crazy.
So you can't do it.
Get your fingerprints out of the selfies, because then it's going to be regular cameras. The more you know. Raising a kid is as expensive as buying a Ferrari. Costs to raise an offspring from birth to 18, $233,000. That's an average of $14,000 each year. I would assume a kid.
Wow, per kid?
Yes, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
You're telling me right now that if I didn't have my kids, I would have two Ferraris.
Two.
That's messed up, dude.
That's messed up.
Like, seriously.
What would you rather have?
Yeah. You jerks.
Would you rather have two kids and no Ferraris, one kid and one Ferrari, or two Ferraris?
Ooh.
Eddie?
Oh, let me think about this one.
You got to go one and one, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Dang,
y'all
that just.
Terrible.
I hear that, and I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, my life is about to change.
Yeah, it will.
January? It says January 11th.
Yeah.
February, March. So by March, middle of March, you should have your two kids here.
I hope so.
Start saving up.
But I, well, no, we've already started implementing. My husband's already been doing the whole, well, better stop spending like that. We're about to have kids.
Spending like what?
Well, I mean, just like.
What are you buying?
No, not like that, but it's just like being more thought. Like for me now, I mean, we've been two incomes, no kids. Like it's like if I want to go get my nails done, it's like I just go get my nails done. And now it's like, do I really need to get my nails done? You know what I'm saying? Like
you'll,
I can pay my own nails.
You'll still be able to get your nails done.
Yeah, but by your daughter.
Right. Both of y'all.
Again, this dispatcher that answers 911 from her own daughter because her house is on fire. This is crazy.
911, what's your emergency?
Mommy.
What?
It's Cassidy. The house is on fire.
Your house is on fire? Cassidy.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on? Tell me what's happening.
The back porch, I don't know.
Okay. Like, is your father awake?
How crazy, you're the mom? And how crazy, you're the daughter and you get your mom on the other line. So that's got to be one of those where you're a 911 operator trained, and all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, the training's coming off, but got to put it back on. How about this one? An Uber driver's forced to rob a bank on Facebook Live because the guy said he had a bomb or whatever.
Oh. We're going to go. I'm going to take you with me, okay?
Miss,
and
listen to him.
I'm going to surrender once I say my message. Okay, once I give away this money, that's it.
Get out.
Give me the money in your register, too. All right? I'm going to surrender. All right? Once I give away this money to people who are poor,
can I put on my shirt?
Thank you. Then.
So the guy's armed with a bomb. He takes his Uber driver hostage, forces him to Facebook live stream it. They rob a bank and they give the cash away. Crazy, right? It's like Black Mirror stuff almost.
It was so crazy. He like stood on a park bench and just handed out cash to people walking up.
Yeah, the driver and passenger were taken over questioning by the FBI. I'm assuming they're going to let the driver go unless he was in on it, which I don't think he was. But
wow,
that's a nutty story. So there's that. Coming up, we'll announce our newest member of the class of 2017. Oh, by the way, I was told I can't call our listeners the boners anymore. That's what we used to call them. Hey, thanks for being a boner. I was told we can't do that. So now, and I didn't want to be a nation or an army or anything that was like, brr, because we're not. But I want to be a team. We're a team. We, this show, and the listeners are all a team. And we're also not like the first place team. We're like the winners of life. We're like the unpopular kids. So we're now the B team, like the junior varsity.
Oh.
So it'll take a second to kind of sink in. It's not the boners. I like the boners. But we're now. Collectively, we're the B team. The B team. No, I was told I can't.
I like
the B team. Sure, it makes sense. Yeah. But there's that. Coming up, Amy's got a stress tip. And if we want to do parent confessions, which we have never done before, parent confessions.
Parent confessions.
Call now. It's like wife confessions, but if you're a parent and you want to say, okay, I did this and I'm not proud of it, but I did this to or for my kid, call and share your story. Bones. We're going to do a few parent confessions.
Parent confessions.
Well, we've done wife confessions, but sometimes let's listen to the parents talk. Ashley in Texas, parent confessions.
Parent confessions.
Hi, so I have three boys, and they eat a lot, and they always eat all the good stuff, so I buy extra good stuff, and I eat it in the closet, so I don't have to share it.
Hilarious. What do you eat in the closet?
All the bad stuff, the cookies and cake and chips.
Do you keep it in the closet as well?
No, I keep it in a pantry, but I got to sneak it out, and you open it really slow so they can't hear it because you know they can hear that stuff a mile away.
That's really funny. Wow, how's your morning going, by the way? You good? You had any candy this morning? Any closet time?
No. They have been wanting coffee lately, though, like coffee milk, so now I have to, and they don't drink it. But
you're going to have to do everything in the closet. Go watch favorite movies. Go do, I mean,
yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call. That's a funny one. There's Ashley with a parent confession.
Parent confession.
Man, let's go over to North Carolina. This is Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for calling. Give me your parent confession.
I took my daughter to the park one day, and there's this little girl. My daughter's two. The little girl had been like 5 or 6, and she had a snotty nose, and she was really, really sick. Well, she kept coughing in my daughter's face and like pushing her out of the little jungle gym area. And so she was just really mean to my daughter. So when the little girl got in the slide, I pretended to look away when my 2-year-old pushed her down the slide.
Whoa, hold on a second. Did you tell her to do that, though?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. Let's have a little more of this parent confession.
Well, the little girl was being like really mean to my daughter, and she was just so sick, and her mother was sitting there like watching everything, didn't seem to care.
You should want to push the mom. That's what I'm talking about. Jerry, yeah. Jerry, Jerry. No, you're good. I mean, what do you do with it? Eddie, what would you do with that? If your 4-year-old is getting pushed, what do you do?
I mean, you just kind of have to just take your 4-year-old out of that situation. And
your 4-year-old will fight somebody.
He will. I don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight another parent over that kind of stuff.
You are kind of wimpy, huh?
Well, I just don't want to start that and then have all the kids like be like, ooh, you know.
But I mean, you're more like your 8-year-old.
What do you mean? Like, I don't look for fights. No, I don't.
But which is good.
You're very artsy. Right. You're very artsy, full of love.
Yeah, I think a lot.
Yeah.
A big thinker.
Cerebral, so you're not much of a fighter.
Not much of a fighter.
Even when you and I would get a little roughhousy.
Yeah.
I'd drop you like a sack of potatoes.
I mean, but not like fast or anything. I'd put up a little
pretty
fight.
Fast. Lunchbox would be like, who can wrestle who first? And I would win.
That's just me. I don't know. I'm a peaceful dude.
You are. That's true. You are a peaceful
I don't like
dude.
Confrontation.
On this day in 1967, Johnny Cash and June Carter recorded Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
On this day in 2010, Luke Bryan's single Rain Is a Good Thing is released.
Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Doing some parent confessions.
Parent confessions.
Where if you're a parent, you need to get some off your chest and share with us you did this. And maybe you're not proud of it, but it needed to be done. Let us know. Candace in Austin, Texas. Candace, you're on the show. Parent confessions.
Parent confessions.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have for us?
I sometimes set the clock back earlier to get my kids to go to bed earlier.
That's funny. And you know what? No harm, no foul, right?
Right, but they get more sleep, right?
You're actually looking out for them, if I do say so myself.
And myself.
And you get to watch TV and whatever you want to do, right? A little you time.
And talk to my husband. Eat dinner. There's lots that can be done in that extra hour.
Yeah.
Wow, a whole hour?
Damn.
Oh, wow.
4 p.m. Well, boys, it's 9. Time
Mom,
to go to
the
bed.
The sun's still out. Yeah.
Candace, thank you for the call. Hey, Taylor in Oklahoma, parent confession.
Parent confession.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have for us?
Every Halloween, when the kids go to bed, we eat the candy that we really like, which is all the chocolate. And in the morning, when they're like, Mom, I can't find my candy, I help them look for it.
I like that she laughs.
You eat it all, and then you help them find it. Except that it's gone. Oh, no.
Man. It's so gone. It's not even funny.
Thank you, Taylor. Parent confession.
Parent confession.
Angela in Florida, parent confession.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so I have 5 kids. And every single time there's a snack, dinner, breakfast, they all want to eat off of my plate. So what I do now is I put hot sauce in almost everything I eat that, of course, can handle the hot sauce. But when they want to eat my food, they know not to touch it now because it's spicy.
Tainted food.
It's good.
That one I get. Yeah. How about this one, though? Nikki in Tyler, Texas, parent confession.
Hi, guys.
Hi, thank you for calling. What is your parent confession?
Oh, yeah. So I kind of have 2 for 1. My 8-year-old was visiting his dad over the weekend, and when he got home, his dad called me and said, hey, his little brother over here just found out he has double pink eye. So I immediately ran to the kitchen and grabbed what I thought to be eye drops and put them in his eyes. And he told me, Mommy, my eyes are burning. This really burns. I was like, oh, don't worry about it. That just means it's working. Well, a couple of hours later, my husband came in. He's like, hey, so Ace's ears are hurting. He's like, go ahead and get that prescription ear drop we got last summer to put in his ears. And then it clicked. I put prescription ear drops in his eyes.
Oh, wait, so what happened?
So, of course, I didn't tell him because I don't want him to fear me for life for putting medicine anywhere in his body. So I just told my husband, I was like, let's look at him and make sure his eyes are okay. So his eyes were fine and he was good to go. He didn't get pink eyes, so I don't know, maybe it worked. And anyways, the other day, you know, I was telling my husband, my last confession is that my son has been thinking that I'm 29 for like the past 3 years.
That's funny. And he tells everybody his mom's 29?
Mom, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mom's 29.
Hilarious. Hey, thank you for the call. Double the parent confession.
Nice.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We've been featuring new artists all week that we think are going to blow up in 2017. We've done this for years and years, and a lot of times, we hit the nail on the head. Because we are lucky.
There you go.
Yeah, we know people. So, so far in the 2017 list is Luke Combs, his song Hurricane.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without one.
Really, we predict they're going to have a huge year. We love their music. We're going to help them along the year. We believe in them.
The moon went high. Stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning, you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
Then yesterday, it was Aubrey Sellers.
Sitting here alone, wondering why I count every tear that I can cry. Roll down a train on a one-way track, gonna sit here and cry till you come.
I love that. That's going to a dance party this Friday. I'm going to tell you right now. That's a dance party jam right there. Woo! And today, our newest member in the class of 2017, Lanco.
Cause I was gonna be your forever, you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better, didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be
Lanco's an interesting story. Lead singer's name is Brandon Lancaster, and it was Lancaster & Co. And he was like, I want to form a band. So we got all his buddies, and he was working the hot dog stand at the local arena. And a real legendary producer walked by, and he left his hot dog stand. It was like, I have music, will you listen? About a month later, he finally listened.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, they're working with this producer. They put a record out. It's really good. They're really good. This song's called American Love Story. I'm going to play it for you now. Our newest member of the class of 2017, Lanco. L-A-N-C-O. This is called American Love Story.
They said I was nothing but a troublemaker, never up to no good. You were the perfect all-American girl, wouldn't touch me even if you could. But you were sneaking out your window every night, riding shotgun in my car. We'd go to the river and find a spot, and we probably went a little too far, just a little too far. 'Cause I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better, didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen. And I got a job, I was working at a 9 to 5, dreaming of the days when you were in my arms. I'd never felt so alive. I spent my days working, spent my nights drinking, howling at the moon, screaming for them days when you were coming back. No, it couldn't come too soon, couldn't come too soon. When I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. But you went off to find better, and I was learning all about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen. You came back after a long 4 years. Your college boyfriend didn't work out, so we went out for a couple of drinks to find out who we are now. Sure, we changed, but way deep down you had the same old feelings for me. I went to the store and bought you a ring, and I got down on one knee, down on one knee. And I said, I'm gonna be your forever, so baby, will you be my wife? And now that we know a little better, we could have a real nice life. 'Cause I'm what you want and you're what I need, so let's meet in between. We're gonna be the greatest love story this town has ever seen. We're gonna be the greatest love story this world has ever seen. So baby, say yes to me.
Such a good song. Lanco, our newest into the class of 2017. L-A-N-C-O. Anyone have a husband or a wife that goes to sporting events and just yells and is embarrassing because they're just yelling while the kids are playing? And you're like, oh my goodness, relax. If so, call us. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. Amy's dad has turned into this.
Well, he has. He's all. I remember as a child being like, oh my gosh, my dad is a little embarrassing at sporting events because he just really gets passionate about it and will stand up and yell at the refs. And
even during young kid games?
Well, now that's the issue, is my niece and nephews are playing basketball and my dad's going to all these games and my sister is like, Dad, this is junior high basketball. Calm down. Like, it's almost to where my sister is like, oh my goodness, I don't know. And he'll yell at everybody, the ref, the clock keeper, like evidently.
The clock keeper?
And my dad's girlfriend's into it too. Evidently at the last game they yelled at the clock keeper that they hope that the clock keeper doesn't quit their day job.
Eddie, are you a yeller at all?
Yeah,
I'm guilty of it.
Yes, but I'm not yelling at anyone other than my child.
Oh.
And that's just to tell him, like, hey, you're going this way. Like, get on your guy. Like, offense! No, you're on defense!
Shouldn't you let the coach do that?
Hmm.
Well, I think he's busy yelling at everyone else.
Oh, okay. All right, call us now if you are one of these. All right. Parents who yell too much at their kids' games. Nicole in Bentonville, Arkansas. How are you?
I'm good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Are you the yeller?
I'm the yeller.
And what does your husband think about this?
Well, he understands my passion, but sometimes I get that look from him like, you know, it's time to calm down. You're embarrassing your kid and me.
So you get the, little too far look.
Yes.
And do you scale it back then or no?
Not usually.
Ah, there you go. Hey, be consistent. Be known for it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, embrace it.
Own it.
Thank you for the call. Patrick in Columbus, Georgia.
What's going on, Bobby?
Man, you're on the air. What's happening?
I don't know it, man. Hey, I am definitely a screamer.
Now, what do people feel around you?
Well, I coached all my life, and my son is, he's 24 now, but when he was playing ball, I coached, and I umpired as well. I know what is supposed to be called, and when they didn't call it, it drove me crazy.
But let me ask you, when you were an umpire, weren't you getting irritated at people yelling at you?
It's part of it. I just let it roll off my back,
okay.
You know, because everybody, you can't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Just wondering, Amy's dad does it, Eddie does it. I feel like I'd be chill, let the coaches and the kids do their job.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I don't have kids.
You don't.
Here's a father and son doing Sound of Silence. Do you know Sound of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel?
No. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah.
Okay, let me say something. This has been resurrected from like a long time, from an oldie to like a new song because of the movie Sing. My kids are singing it too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so I know is this version.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Here you go. Here's a father and son doing it because of a kid's movie.
Yeah, and it's not Sing. I just thought it's Trolls.
Trolls, okay.
Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Because a vision softly creeping.
That's really good.
Left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision.
That's as good as Simon and Garfunkel.
I thought it was.
I know. We'll put this up on our Facebook page. Just go to bobbybones.com to find it.
They're just like hanging out at the house?
Yeah, and you can hear these. They're playing the guitar there too.
Wow.
Wow, that's really good. Appreciate you for hanging with us. I'm going to be in Tuscaloosa next weekend, and I'll be in Roanoke and Virginia Beach this weekend doing my stand-up comedy show. If you want to come, bobbybonescomedy.com. Would love to see you guys.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie, our video producer, was talking about his kids. He has one that's 8 and one that's 4. And they watch this movie called Sing, and it's a cartoon about like a reality singing competition, right?
Right, it's a singing competition.
And they use a lot of old songs, but now Eddie's hearing his kids sing classics around the house.
Just songs that I grew up with, and I'm like, where did you learn that song from? Like,
so they sing that Simon and Garfunkel song.
Yes, and they got that one from Trolls, I think.
Oh, that's not from Sing.
That one's not from Sing.
Oh. What do they sing from Sing?
Oh, they sing that, come my lady, come my lady.
You're
my
butterfly?
Yeah.
Baby. Butterfly, sugar,
like,
baby.
What are you saying?
Yeah?
Yeah, and they do Baby Got Back, too. And I'm like, don't do that.
They do that from Sing?
They do
my
it.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. Eddie Jr.? No. They don't know what that means,
they
though.
They say, Becky, oh my God. I'm like, no, easy.
Do they really?
Yes.
They
say,
but that's in the movie?
It's in the movie, dude.
That's in the kids' movie?
Yes.
What are you letting them watch?
Disney movies? I mean, cartoons?
Fitness experts are weighing in on the workouts expected to be the big trends of 2017. Number 3, cardio dance.
Ooh, I'm into that.
That's exact one or just dancing?
Dancing for cardio.
But I mean, cardio, I think it's a real thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been doing videos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like the actual cardio
dance?
Yeah,
Tracy Anderson videos. My friend comes over and we do it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What friend?
Gracie.
Oh, the songwriter's wife.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
So
yeah,
cool.
Okay. I didn't even see, you're the one that.
I know. I set you up for that. You're just so, you are so cool.
Yeah.
Number 2, running. Who cares?
Yeah.
I can't do it. And number 1 is HIIT training. I don't know what it's HIIT.
High intensity interval training or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, according to Self Magazine, these are the 3 big ones. But, you know, I've always said that I don't understand people who can go running and like lose their mind and stuff.
Right.
I can almost lose my mind in yoga.
Oh, you're getting there?
Because I've been doing hot yoga. Mm-hmm. And once I can get past, because all the poses sound the same. Because they're like, okay, get into Savasana. Now get into Misasana. Now get into Bhujangasana. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying. I'm so confused. But once I can get them, there are brief moments where I can actually just let go.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like it. And I like it really hot.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Because otherwise, I'm like, what am I doing here?
Well, you're doing a lot for your body, but yeah, it does feel good to sweat it out.
There's one of these poses called like kukakaka, and you like stretch your chest back and your heart starts beating real fast.
Uh-huh.
You know what that one's called? Does mukakana sound familiar?
I think, are you on your knees and you're leaning back?
Yeah.
Yes. I hate that pose.
Giraffe?
Yeah, camel is what.
Camel, that's it. Yeah.
But I mean, there's the,
I don't know anything. I walk in this class, I'm the only
there's
dude, first
name.
Of all.
Oh, Potter's Strassen. No, never mind.
They all sound the same.
Yeah, I know, me too.
I'm the only dude in this class. There are like 20 girls and me. And I'm just, if I were a single man, I'd be like, dang. But I'm not, so I don't even look.
Liar.
What?
Get out of here.
It's Ustrasana.
I do, when I do yoga with my girlfriend, she's so much better than I am. Mm-hmm. And she's just like a little muscle ball. And it's, I get competitive, so I almost injure myself. Mm. So I'm like, ooh, I gotta stop putting myself in those places.
Yeah, don't overstretch.
Because I was doing this one where you put your legs on the ground, you lay all the way back. And I was like, my quads are like ripping out of my body.
Are you guys still going mountain climbing?
I got sick.
Yeah.
We were going to, but then I started to be.
But you're
going
to try to keep doing that?
Yeah, like, it's good. It's fun.
Yeah, I want to do that with you.
Dude, you'll love it.
Yeah.
It's not mountain climbing, it's rock climbing.
Whatever, it looks really cool.
But do you think you'll take it to the real rocks?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No.
Like you're going to North Dakota?
No.
Oh, that's a good point.
Guys, who am I? Unless it's a mile from my house and $18 or less, I probably ain't doing it.
That's true. Good point.
We have more parents on that are yellers at games. Lucas in Columbus, Mississippi. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are y'all?
Good. What's happening?
Man, not much, man. Let me just set the stage a little bit. I play a lot of weekend softball, so I know the game really well. Played baseball growing up. So it's kind of hard for me to go to watch my girlfriend coach and not get into the game. And in the game, they're up by 10 runs in a team against a team that really doesn't matter. There's a bad call, and I end up getting tossed from the stands.
Oh, you got thrown out of a game from the stands. Oh, no.
Happens.
No. How embarrassing.
It happens.
Hey, Passion, I get you there. Mm-hmm. Katie in College Station, Texas. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
You're on the air.
Okay, so it's not me. It's my dad. And it wasn't when I was growing up because I did dance, and there's not a whole lot of hollering at dance competitions, but... It's when he was in high school watching my mom play basketball, and then now it's carried through watching my kids play. I personally find it hilarious. It drives my mom nuts. And so then when I laugh, she gets mad at me thinking I'm encouraging him, and he just gets more riled up and keeps screaming and hollering. But in high school, he was thrown out of a game, and there's a full-page picture of him in the yearbook everybody's sitting down and he's standing up and he is pointing and you can tell he is going off on somebody. So it's captured in the yearbook and he was thrown out shortly after that.
If you get thrown out of a game, you should. It's like in soccer. If you get a red card and thrown out, you shouldn't be allowed to come back for the next game.
Oh, as a spectator?
Yeah, as a spectator. Wow. You should not be getting thrown out of a game as a spectator.
Oh.
Here is this email. Remember, someone complained yesterday that I was talking about my girlfriend too much.
Yeah.
We voted. Everyone said no, which is rare that we get a unanimous vote. Although Lunchbox did say, you are a little mushy.
You do get a little mushy. Yeah,
that's true. I do. I really enjoy spending time with her. Here's an email from that email. I heard someone this morning complaining you were talking too much about your girlfriend. I could not agree less. As you stated, the show speaks about your life. She's a big part of your life. I love hearing the stories about the two of you. I love hearing the stories about Amy and her husband, and Eddie and his kids, and Lunchbox and his wife. I'm so happy that you are happy and in a great relationship. You deserve to be loved. Anyway, there's some other stuff on there, too. And she signed it, Kina. I love everyone on the show, and keep listening every morning. Take care. It's a very,
nice.
Very nice note.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to keep it 100. And if people don't like what we're doing, I like to shift.
Yeah.
And we'll move from
You're
there.
You're good at that?
Yeah. Ray went to a hookah bar.
What?
Oh, you did?
Oh,
we'll talk about it in a second. I know. The whole thing is weird. I've never been to a hookah bar. I've never even smoked anything. Like, even, like, strawberries. Because you can, like, do that stuff without...
Really?
I don't know.
You can smoke strawberries?
Interesting.
It's like the hookah thing.
Oh, like a hookah flavor.
But Ray went, and he's just, like, so weirded. And somebody also went into labor that's famous... And
at the hookah bar?
No.
Oh.
But somebody that's like crazy, and we have audio of it.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to be like, what is she doing?
Okay.
Taping herself in labor. I'll play that for you in 1 second.
Bobby Bones. Show.
I've never been to a hookah bar, never smoked anything. Ray, why would you go? You don't smoke, huh?
My girlfriend wanted to go.
What? Like, why?
Just a thing to do. It was something fun as a couple, a date.
A date night, hookah bar.
I don't know. Couples do it. You go in there and it's relaxing. You do it together.
Well, but what is it? What were you smoking? Is it like tobacco?
It's like raspberry, strawberry.
But is it tobacco?
Yeah. I don't think it's the bad tobacco. They say it's...
Wait, what? Tobacco is tobacco.
They say it's not nicotine heavy. Like, there might be a little in it, but it's not as bad as cigarettes. But I'm telling you, I was coughing.
So you wouldn't do it again?
No, I couldn't really do it. I said, okay, sir, so I just... take in a little bit, and he goes, yeah, it's really easy, it's smooth. And I'm like, okay, oh, and I mean, the people next to us were like, what is that guy doing?
Wow,
me, putting smoke in my lungs sounds miserable. Like, I haven't, I think it would take a bit to get used to.
Well, you would hate it, because it's communal.
People smoke on the same thing?
Yes.
They often,
my God.
It's like shared among friends. You know, you like pass the little hookah type thingy. And
you guys
then,
have never done this?
No.
No.
No, I haven't.
And it's flavored tobacco. That's just straight up what it is. Yeah. It's not anything about less tobacco.
The American Cancer Society has a thing.
Nada, you have?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Egyptian, so that's definitely something that we do all the time. All the time. I don't like it, so I don't do it often, but like, I used to.
You ever been to Egypt?
Yeah.
Did they do it over there? Like, is that the thing? You got off the
airport? Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
As a kid, my dad spent some time in Saudi Arabia, and he brought back this, like, crazy, like, hookah pipe thing, and it was in our living room as decor. But in high school, all my friends wanted to, like, buy it from my dad. It's like, it's not for sale. I mean,
oh,
I don't know why.
Smoke weed out of it.
Yeah. Like, it was decoration in my house, but I was like, I don't think it's for sale.
Did you know, and Eddie, you may not know this story. Maybe Nada doesn't either, if you're newer to the show.
Oh.
That Amy's dad spent time in a Saudi prison?
Oh.
No.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yes.
Because of the hookah?
No.
Hold on a second. You want to tell the story after the song?
Sure.
Like, legitimate, Amy's dad spent time in a Saudi prison.
Wow.
And had to have, like, someone come help him to get him out.
No.
Like,
yeah. It was bad.
Okay, so Amy's father has spent time in a Saudi prison. And it took me a while to believe this, too, because it's just a crazy story, but... how did your dad end up in Saudi Arabia?
So he was in Saudi Arabia helping open an ice cream shop, Swenson's Ice Cream.
Sure you will. Yeah, go ahead.
He was. He was at the port waiting for the container to come in, and they inspect the containers when everything is being unloaded. And he was like, yeah, that's my container. I'm going to go ahead and take everything. Well, you can't have alcohol there. And to make ice cream, you use vanilla extract, which has a percentage of alcohol in it. So then when they were checking the ingredients of everything in the container, they were like, he's importing alcohol. And they arrested him.
Off of his head.
They're at the port and took him to jail. And I mean, he's in this country. He's like, what is happening? Well, luckily, the person that he was opening the ice cream shop was a doctor in Saudi Arabia, which there is like a doctor there, at least in the 80s, I don't know, royalty. And so they kind of, the doctor goes to jail, they let him in, and they're like trying to figure it out. They get my dad out of jail, but they still want to have the ice cream. So the Saudi people said, or the government said, whomever said, okay, you can get everything you need. You just have to put the vanilla extract and all that stuff in a pharmacy, and you have to write a prescription to get it out. So they put everything away, and then the doctor would write a prescription for the vanilla, and then they got it.
How long was he in the big house, the Saudi big house?
I don't know. I mean, not
a couple years.
No, not years. I think long enough to where he was freaking out. I mean.
So by vanilla extract, you mean?
I mean vanilla extract.
Colombian.
I really mean vanilla extract. Okay. I mean, it's so crazy.
We announced our 2017 third member of our class of 2017, and it's Lanco. They have this American love song. Love story, excuse me, American love story. Two more days of putting people up on the list, and these are, you know, we're gonna have five artists that we encourage and help and promote and love, and one of them I know, another one I'm still wide open on, and so we've been having a little internal discussion in the room about it. And I mentioned somebody and everybody was like, no. And I was like, whoa, let's just have a little love in our hearts here. You know?
Who did that?
Doesn't matter.
What artist was it?
Doesn't matter. It wasn't me. I was just trying to just throw some names out there. But thank you guys all for, you know, checking out the new artists and downloading. That's what we're here to do, is always find new stuff and play the big hits too. So I appreciate all you guys doing that. Now, I had this father and son singing. Was that a song? Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
This is not Simon and Garfunkel, but it's on our Facebook page now.
I've come to talk with you again.
Now, here's what I was talking about that went into labor. The Chewbacca mom, and she wore the mask.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. She's...
Oh, yeah.
She's
okay.
What? She's in the news again.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Okay, but she's in the news again. That's all she's trying to do. Like, here's the original Chewbacca mom.
Here we go. That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Here, listen.
The thing was, she wasn't trying to go viral. Like, I don't know how you can hate on her.
No.
And then they ask her to do stuff. You would do it, too.
Question. Now is she trying to just be annoying with this mask?
If she's making money at it and people paying her,
you
of course I would do it.
Same thing.
Yes. She's in labor.
Oh, my goodness.
She's having a baby with a mask on.
Let me hear more.
That's all there was. I wasn't going to play anymore.
I
can only take so much.
Oh, okay.
Because then it starts to be like sounds and stuff. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
But she's back. Lunchbox, your favorite. Chewbacca mom. Hitting it again. These are the biggest country dance songs of the year. You were in my t-shirt. Number 3, Thomas Rhett t-shirt. Your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Luke Bryan, Move at number 2.
O-V-E, I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat.
And Head Over Boots from John Party, number 1. These are the biggest songs that people like to dance to. Song I've been listening to a lot is this one. This Ed Sheeran song, Shape of You. Like, everybody loves Ed Sheeran. I don't care what format you come from. The song is just good, man.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Nada, do you say that you and Ed dated or no?
No.
You don't say that? I just wonder. I mean, you guys are together all the time. You post the pictures. I mean,
no.
What do you expect? No.
No.
No. Okay, they did not date.
All
right. Jeez.
Well, you guys, she posted like a picture of her and Ed with playing with ostriches, yeah. And I was just, people wanted to know. Were you guys like...
Very, very good friends.
Very, wow. Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
By the way, I'm being told that's not the same Chewbacca mom now.
Oh, it's not?
It's a different woman
like, oh,
doing
she had
it.
A baby? But I wasn't going to question it.
Yeah, no, I just got told it's not the same Chewbacca. The piece of paper said it was the same woman. Apparently, it's not the same woman.
Okay. Oh, so
someone else put the mask on, but made Chewbacca mom famous again.
Does yeah, because you mistake. But that's okay if it's a new lady. Fine.
So it's a copycat.
Copycat Chewbacca. That's even worse. Oh. Amy's got a new stress reliever. What are you doing exactly?
Well, I just saw a tip that if you're stressed, it's something quick you can go do. If you're near a sink, a study has proven that you can. Ease anxiety and lower your heart rate and stuff if you just put warm water on your wrist for 30 seconds.
Sounds like a bunch of bullarchy to me.
Me
no.
too.
You know what I would do to get rid of stress?
What?
Quit whatever's stressing you out.
Well, that's but a great idea.
Dang. No. Yep. But say you're feeling anxiety for that moment.
Quit it all.
Yeah, but what if you can't?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're near a sink, a study proved this.
Some stress is good.
I agree.
Some stress makes my life go around.
That's true.
I wake up every 30 minutes at night for stress.
That's not good.
You should sleep by the faucet.
Put your wrist under warm water.
I'll peel over myself then. That would be good.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Hope you guys get a chance to go back and listen to today's show. Lots of things happened, including our newest member of the class of 2017 is the band Lanco. It's called American Love Song.
'Cause I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better, didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen.
These are artists that we're going to support, encourage, promote, help, love all year long. New artists. Also this year, Aubrey Sellers.
Sitting here alone, wondering my help, every tear that I can cry. Roll down a train on a one-way track, gonna sit here and cry till you come back.
And Luke Combs, so far.
Rolling with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
That's three. We have two more brand new artists that we think are going to be big. The only rule is they could have never had a top 20 on the radio, and so two more. That'd be fun. Also, we started a segment today called Love It or Shove It because Ray made this.
Love it or shove it.
So I guess he wanted us to do a segment like if you love a song or not. So we did this song, Worth the Wait.
It will be worth the wait.
Go listen back on iHeartRadio.
Worth the wait.
All you got to do to hear the whole show, Bobby Bones Show on demand. I'm going to go mend up today a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get healthy completely. Big things coming.
Oh.
I know. I don't know what they are. I just expect them to come.
Okay, we'll get healthy.
I took some Z packs, mm-hmm, and some Y packs, and some L packs.
That'll help, especially the Z.
Trying to take all the alphabet packs, and so I'm going to get better. See you guys tomorrow. Bobby Bones Show on demand if you want to hear the whole show. Goodbye for now.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.